chapter 16, and it starts at the beginning, and it's on page 1024 of the Bibles, if you're still looking. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord.
Great, thank you, Graham. So we're going to have a think about that passage this morning. Wonderful to look at this passage, last passage in Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. And before we get into it, I think we need to do some aerobics. We need to do some Easter aerobics. Don't worry, you can do it where you're sat down. Boys and girls, need you to join in with this. Adults, need you to join in with this, because we don't want the children feeling, you know, funny because it's only them doing it. So we need you to join in with this. So could we start, stretch out wide, mind the person next to you. Boys and girls, mind the person next to you. Okay, good stretch, well done. Now in across yourself. Okay, actually more like that, go like that. Like that. Well done. And then up. Oh, nice. Very good. Okay, out to the side. Like that. Up. Okay, now we've got some words to put with this, all right? So they are this. Ready? This is Easter. This is the Easter message. Okay, these are the facts. These are the events that happened. Ready? Jesus was dead. Oh, by the way, you've got to join in with the words as well. Yeah, okay. Well, words and actions together. I know two things at once. I know I struggle with that. But okay, you ready? Jesus was dead. Jesus was buried. Jesus has risen. Nice. Now, I'm not saying that when Jesus rose, he was like this. It's not that when he appeared to people, he just sort of arrived like this. It's sort of, it's me. No, he didn't do that. But I didn't know how else to do. He's risen. All right. So are we ready? Let's do it again. Jesus was Jesus was, buried. Jesus has, risen. Let's go quicker. Jesus was, dead. Jesus was, buried. Jesus has, risen. Now do in high voice, just to help you remember it. Jesus has, dead. Jesus was, dead. Jesus has. Okay, that feels silly. Good, excellent, well done. Good, but hopefully it's helping you remember. Maybe not that you need to remember, because maybe you've got it already, but these are the key events, and they're in the passage, or described in the passage. And we're going to start with this one. Jesus was dead. Jesus was dead. He was definitely dead. That first Easter Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb. Now, sometimes you can tell what someone is expecting by what they've got with them. So, for instance, if I've got one of these, there we go. And one of these, wearing one of these, coat. Boys and girls, what am I expecting? What am I expecting? Shout out. Rain. Someone's shouting something funny over there. Just ignore them. Okay, yes, I'm expecting rain if I've got these things, aren't I? Okay, what about this? If I've got some of this stuff sprayed on myself, what am I expecting? Sun, thank you very much. Now, it wasn't weather that the women were prepared to go. Now, you see, when you've got some things, you can tell what someone's expecting. You can tell by what they're carrying. Okay, what about the women when they're going to the tomb? Have a look at the verses. What were they expecting? Look at verses 1 to 3. What are they expecting? And how do you know? What are the women expecting? They weren't carrying an umbrella or a raincoat. They weren't carrying sun cream. Maybe they should have had it. But what did they have and what did that show they were expecting? Did someone do a hand up? What have you got? Barbara, go for it. That is on.
Spices.
They were carrying spices. What did that show they were expecting? Thank you, Chris. Go for it.
A dead body.
They were expecting a dead body, weren't they? You wouldn't go out and buy spices and bring them with you to the tomb if you're expecting that Jesus has risen from the dead. And as they're walking along, they're talking to one another and they're saying, who's going to roll the stone away from us? Oh, they hadn't thought about this. You know, we don't think about it. When we're grieving, you don't necessarily think things through. And as they're walking along, they're going, how are we going to enter the tomb? How are we going to roll the stone away? I don't know. It's a big stone. I don't know. But anyway, they kept going and they had the spices. They were expecting Jesus to be dead. That's what they're expecting, a dead body. Jesus really was dead. The women saw him die. Pilate, who was the Roman in charge of that area, he checked with the centurion that Jesus really was dead. Jesus was dead. And we see that in the verse, don't we? When the women went into the tomb, they arrived at the tomb, saw that the stone had been rolled away. They went into the tomb and they saw. Now, did you know that there can be a wrong side to sit in a tomb? Very important to know. There's a wrong side that you can sit in a tomb. You find that in verse 5. Verse 5, have a look. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. Okay, not in an Easter mood, I see. Of course, it's not the wrong side, right side, but on the right side. It was funny to me when I prepared it. And they were alarmed. They saw this white man in white. They were alarmed. And he said to them, there you go, up on the screen, don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. In other words, he was dead. Definitely, 100% dead. Jesus was dead. Okay, let's do our actions again. Ready? Jesus was dead. Jesus was buried. Jesus has risen. Okay, so now we go on to Jesus was buried. He was put in the tomb. What does the man in the tomb say again? He emphasizes this, doesn't he? He says, don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. We'll come back to that in a moment. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. See the place where they laid him. He was buried. Now that's significant that this man says this to these women. He says it to these women. He says, see the place where they laid him. Because these women, Mark has been very careful over the last couple of chapters to tell us where these women were. Okay? These women saw the key events in Jesus' death. They witnessed it. And Mark is very careful to show that these women saw those key events. So I'm just going to take us back to the previous chapter just to show that these women saw the key moments. And Mark wants us to know this. Okay, so I'm going to split you guys up. Okay, we've got this side over here, and I want you guys to be Mary Magdalene. So could someone hold this up? Chris, thank you. Go for it. Just hold it up in front of these guys. Now, as I go through the key events of Jesus' death, you know, the key events, I want you guys to put your hands up when I mention that Mary Magdalene was there, all right? So when Mary Magdalene is mentioned, you guys put your hands up. We'll have you guys are going to be Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and sometimes she's called Mary, the mother of James, sometimes Mary, the mother of Joseph, and sometimes Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. Okay, so I need someone to hold that up. Actually, Andrew, no, you're in with that group. Graham, would you be happy just to stand and hold this up, just so that these guys remember? Now, we needed a third group, and I thought music group, you could be the third group, all right? So music group, so Andrew, just so that they remember, would you be happy just to hold this so that they can see, all right? So, oh, other way up, that's right. It's in Hebrew, so that's why it was the wrong way up. That one got a better laugh than... Anyway. Right, so we go back to... So when the name of the... When your person is named, put your hand up just to show when they were present, all right? So I'm going back to the crucifixion. Okay, so if you want to follow it, back in Mark chapter 15, verse 37... Mark 15, 37, Jesus dies. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. He's dead. And then it says in verse 40, some women were watching. So they were watching as Jesus died. Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene. Thank you. Keep it up. I'll make, but never mind. It's worth it. All for a good cause. Mary, the mother of James the younger and of Joseph. And Salome. Nice one. Thank you very much. Okay, hands down. Stay where you are, guys, with the banners. Okay, so all three saw Jesus die. Okay, then Jesus' body is taken off the cross. Joseph of Arimathea comes along, asks for Jesus' body. It's taken off the cross, and he puts it in a tomb. Verse 46, so Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then they rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene, thank you, and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid. Where were you guys? Where was Salome? Don't know. Okay, hands down. So do you see, Mark is saying Mary, the two Marys were there, saw where Jesus was laid. They'd been at the crucifixion, saw Jesus dead, saw Jesus buried. And now, Easter Sunday morning, Mark 16, verse 1, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, turned up again now, haven't you? Where'd you go? Bought spices so that they might anoint Jesus' body. So they're the ones, thank you, hands down. Guys, you can sit back down. Thank you very much. Do take that with you as a souvenir. So do you see, Mark is very, and in a space of just a few verses, he's saying, those three women, they were there, they saw Jesus dead. Two of them saw Jesus where he was laid, and all three were there on Easter Sunday morning and actually saw Jesus risen from the dead, although we get that in the other Gospels. And now you've got the man in the tomb saying, the angel in the tomb saying, see the place where they laid him. In other words, women, you saw this. Two of you did, at any rate. Two of you saw where he was laid. You know, here it is. So it wasn't the wrong tomb, not the wrong place. Women, you saw where he was laid. Okay, yeah. Okay, now why is Mark telling you three times which women were there? This is the way Mark tells you real events. He's trying to give you evidence. He's trying to say, look, here were the eyewitnesses, these women. That's what he's doing. It actually happened. Jesus was buried. Okay, let's do our actions again. Bit of energy into this one. Okay, you ready? Jesus was. Jesus was. Jesus has. Well done. Okay, last one. Jesus has risen. What does the angel say? Here are wonderful words. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. Here's the greatest news there has ever been. Jesus wasn't just dead, not just buried, but he rose to life again. And the angel in the tomb then says to the women, he says, he has risen, he's not here. See the place where they laid him, but go tell Peter and his disciples, the disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Now, Mark's gospel ends at verse 8. The rest of it is, so it looks like it's been tagged on, but the original manuscripts didn't have anything beyond verse 8. So Mark doesn't actually record any of the times when people saw Jesus, met Jesus, but you've got the promise here that they would see him, and we've got plenty of accounts in the New Testament of people meeting the risen Jesus. Not just one occasion, several occasions. Not just a few people. On one occasion, over 500 people saw the risen Jesus. He was as alive, as physically alive, as the person sitting next to you. Just check them. As alive as them, and as present as them, really risen from the dead. The evidence that we've got for Jesus risen is amazing. Three things, three major things that help us with that evidence. The empty tomb, the resurrection appearances, and the transformation of the disciples. They were transformed from a group of deserters, a bunch of cowards, to being people who would go out and at the risk of imprisonment and death would tell people Jesus has risen from the dead. And lots of them died proclaiming that message. Because they proclaimed that message, they were executed. They were transformed. Those three things, the empty tomb, resurrection appearances, transformation of the disciples, all point to Jesus really rose from the dead. Now, if you're struggling with this, if you're thinking, I'm not so sure, I struggle with that evidence, maybe it was made up, can I urge you to take hold, we've got some of these books called The Case for Easter by Lee Strobel, which is a book written by a journalist, Lee Strobel, when he was not a Christian, looking at the evidence, trying to disprove it. For Jesus risen from the dead. There are copies of these in the foyer. Take them. They're free. We may well run out. That doesn't matter. If you're the last person to take it, just take it. All right? We'd love to get rid of them all. Please take it and have a read because the evidence is awesome. It is overwhelming. Don't just block your eyes to it, block your ears to it. Actually investigate. So do take hold of one of them. Okay. Jesus has risen. Now, we're going to think in a moment about so what. But first, let's just do our actions, and then we're going to sing together, okay? Are you ready? With gusto, all right? Particularly the last one. Can we have a crescendo on the last one? A bit louder on the last one, okay? Ready? Jesus was dead. Jesus was buried.
Jesus has risen.
Awesome. We're going to sing together. Jesus' resurrection has the power to transform your life and your eternity. He died to take the darkness we deserve for turning away from God so we can be forgiven. That means you. You can have all your sin dealt with by Jesus if you put your trust in him, if you come to him. His death can be your death. Will you come to him? And he rose to life again so that we could have life. So we can have real life now in a loving relationship with God, calling him our Father. And so we can have life forever. Jesus defeated death and can give you and me life forever. Will you come to him for life? We just heard in the prayers about the bombings in churches in Sri Lanka and in hotels as well. Churches were bombed, over 100 people killed. Targeted for being Christians, here's the good news. Jesus has defeated death. Now, I'm not minimizing the sadness for those families, but this is the best news ever. Ultimately, what does killing those Christians achieve? It means they go to eternal life with Jesus that bit sooner. Will you come to Jesus for light and life and love? If you're not yet a Christian, will you come to Jesus? How about doing it today? It's what we were made for. It's what your hearts are desperately thirsty for. Will you come to Jesus? And if you're already a Christian, we're about to take communion this morning. As we do so, celebrate all that Jesus' death and resurrection means. That Jesus gives us light and life and love. The rest of the world doesn't have that. It's something we can celebrate. And something we're to share with our neighbours. The women fled from the tomb. They were scared and they told no one. Obviously, they didn't stay telling no one. They did, in the end, tell others. And that's the challenge for us. If we know this hope, that we take it to others. If you brought flowers, well done bringing flowers today. Take them back home and give them to your neighbours. And what will you say to them? Will you say, this morning at church, we celebrated Easter, that Jesus has risen from the dead. And you could, if you want to, take one of the little booklets. We've got a few of them at the back or in the entranceway as you leave. This one, Easter in 3 words, or the real Easter. Take one of these. Doesn't matter if we run out. Take them. And how about giving one of them to your neighbour as well to explain what Easter is all about? It is the best news ever that Jesus has risen, and it can transform your life and your eternity. I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for the wonderful news that Jesus is risen from the dead. Father, we thank you that because he died, taking our darkness, we can have your light. Because he died and rose to life again, we can have life forever. And we praise you as he poured out his love for us on the cross, dying in our place and rising to life again so we can have a life of love, knowing you as our Father. Father, I pray for each one of us here that we would come to Jesus for light and life and love. Amen.